From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and for the nation's ski resorts, what a difference a year makes. Last winter, many were hammered by rain and unseasonably warm temperatures that lasted well into January. This holiday season, resorts from New England to the Rocky Mountains have been blessed with plenty of powder, and that translates into big crowds of tourists. We have two reports, beginning with North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann in the East.
Mid-afternoon, a modified street sweeper roars down the sidewalk in Lake Placid, New York, scouring away the snow and ice. On this day, big powdery snowflakes are still falling. In most parts of the country, this kind of storm would be a pain, but in places like northern New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire, the winter economy runs on cold and snow. 10 miles away on Whiteface Mountain, mobs of skiers and snowboarders shush along in bright neon parkas. The sky is so blue it's almost purple.
We're here for the holidays and doing some shredding. It's great.
With 4 feet of packed powder, Jeff Mueller from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, says the trails have been in excellent shape for weeks.
Surprisingly good. We were here over Thanksgiving and it was good as well. It's been a pretty good early season so far.
Good for skiers and snowboarders and great for the industry's bottom line.
Okay, for the day? Or?
Yes, all day.
Okay, your total is 107.
Down in the base lodge, crowds are lined up at the cash registers. And Ted Blazer is beaming.
Definitely the best marketing initiative that anybody can ever have is snow. Snow brings out the people.
Last year at this time, the two ski centers that Blazer runs in New York State had seen only about 12,000 customers. This year, the number is closer to 25,000.
You know, last year was a challenge. Last year we had, it was a rocky start. This year it's a snowy start. And if people wake up in the morning and they look out and they see snow on the ground, they go, well, gee, can't go outside and play tennis now. Let's do something that's snow-oriented.
The National Ski Areas Association is predicting the biggest holiday attendance ever. But ski operators in the East aren't out of the woods yet. Some regional forecasts point to a warm-up in January and February. A serious thaw could dent attendance numbers. With all the talk of global warming, Ted Blazer says resort operators in this part of the country have spent tens of millions of dollars beefing up their artificial snowmaking.
We replaced all of the air systems with energy-efficient snowmaking compressors. It's allowed us to run more guns at one time so that we're able to cover more ground quicker.
So far this year, nature has done the heavy lifting. Michelle Simpson, who comes to New York from Ottawa, Ontario, to ski almost every weekend, is sitting on the deck at one of Whiteface's restaurants, basking in the afternoon sun. This, she says, is the way the mountains are supposed to be.
Beautiful. Last year was awful, like one run open, you know, dirt on the sides kind of thing. This is way better.
Even if a thaw does come, the crowds of holiday skiers in the Northeast have given the resort industry a big head start on the season. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in northern New York.